This happened on Good Friday. I'm returning from the Good Friday services at St. Helen, and I'm coming on Woodman. And just when I reach the intersection of Woodman and Linden, a car just came right beside me on the other side, and this person just flipped me off. Best thing is, I don't even know why. I think I'm a pretty decent driver. And then after this, she refuses any contact with me. You know, she's looking on the other side. And really, I was hoping she would look in my direction, because what I wanted to do back to her is just bless her with the sign of the cross. But she made no contact, so, you know, what do you do? And I'm all the time, oh, what wrong did I do? Another time, a friend of mine, we're driving to for a visitation, funeral visitation, on the Tobias and Far Hills. Young guy in a bright yellow car, which I don't know why anybody would, no, that's okay. You can drive a bright yellow car. But a bright yellow car passes us by rather quickly with his finger up in the air. And this time I was angry. And at the next traffic light, I wanted to get down from the car and ask him, what's your problem? But then my friend said, don't do that. If you do that, you stoop to their level. So just let it go. So took a lot of patience and I just let it go. Things like this happen to us, isn't it? Or talk about a parish of this size. To keep a parish well-focused, well-managed, is a complex task. Because we're dealing with people, and people are dealing with more people. So the possibility of being totally misunderstood, the possibility of being disliked, maligned, opposed, or even hated is real. And I said, it's because we are just people. The real dilemma in all of these difficult situations is that we've got to deal with these situations and people, aware that we are called to be disciples. See, if you were not disciples, or even if you're just a nominal Christian, it doesn't hit you as hard as when you're conscious. That we, in our parish, when we worship together, we try to think like Jesus and talk like Jesus and act like Jesus. And in today's gospel reading, it seems to me the demand gets a little harder, because Jesus says, come to me and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. The question that I ask is, what is it that we're supposed to learn from Jesus today as disciples? What are we to learn when Jesus says, I am meek and humble of heart? Because Jesus' own example is not as simple as we think it might be. The meekness and humility of Jesus is a little more complex than we imagine it to be. Today's first reading brings out that complexity. The first reading says that the King, Jesus, was prophesied about him, that he would come meek, riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. Yet, he was to be a just king. Being a just king and entering his kingdom in an ass. This paradox, you'll see this in the entire life of Jesus. So, for example, the Prince of Peace is born in a stable. The King of Kings is crowned with thorns. Jesus, in meekness and humility, washes the feet of the disciples. Yet, this is the same Jesus who picked up the whip and chased the merchants from the temple. This Jesus showed raw courage when it came to defending the adulterous woman, or when he had to defend his disciples from criticism by the Pharisees. This Jesus called Herod a fox, and he did not hesitate to address the Pharisees by calling them hypocrites or whitewashed tombs. He questioned the soldier who slapped him in front of Pilate, and yet did not hesitate to forgive Peter when he denied him. So the humility of Jesus is not as simple as we think. It's a little more complex. So my question is, once again, the same question. As disciples who wish to think, talk, and act like Jesus, what are we to learn from the one who is meek and humble of heart? And my 3 points will kind of exploit or explore this theme of humility and meekness and what it means and how they can apply to us. So here's the first point. What is the real understanding of meekness and humility that Jesus is talking about? So first of all, when Jesus says, let me begin my answer by saying, first of all, when Jesus invites people to come to him, who is he talking to? He's talking to the disciples of the Pharisees. He's talking to those people who are not in his circle of discipleship. He was inviting the disciples of Jewish leaders who were rigid in following the demands of the law, those who were uncompassionate and loveless. To them he says, come, cross over to this side. What does he mean by meek and humble? What does a meek and humble person look like? You find that in the Beatitudes. Jesus is connecting meekness and humility to a disciple who now is like the poor in spirit. This disciple is somebody who mourns with those in pain. This disciple has an insatiable hunger and thirst for what is right, is merciful, is clean of heart, is a peacemaker, and is willing to pay the price for being all of these things. So the question is, what should I do when someone flips me off for an error I don't even know I made? What should you and I do when we feel misunderstood, opposed, or hated? If we have to learn from Jesus' meekness and humility, then like him, we must learn not to repay evil with evil. How many times when somebody flips us off, we want to do the same thing back to them? Meekness and humility means that we do not repay evil with evil. On the other hand, just as Jesus defended the adulterous woman and the disciples, we must be always courageous in defending the dignity of those who are weak by doing good, not by doing harm, not by doing evil. Jesus never defended anybody's dignity by doing harm to other people. The adulterous woman, he stopped her from being stoned, yet he did not stone the Pharisees. And that is what we learn from being meek and humble of heart. Secondly, what does Jesus mean by saying, take my yoke upon you? It is my understanding that taking the yoke is the active dimension of the more passive command, come after me. So coming after Jesus is passive, but taking the yoke of Jesus upon yourself, that's the active dimension of discipleship. In other words, once we learn what it means to be meek and humble from Jesus, then it's time to put into practice what we've learned from Jesus. Now, what does a yoke do? A yoke keeps the animal focused on the task and the direction the animal must go in. The yoke keeps the ox or the horse on track, and the ox knows where it should go. Disciples of Jesus who've taken the yoke know what to do when someone flips them, insults them, misunderstands them, or hates them. In other words, disciples of Jesus who've taken the yoke upon themselves know what to do and when. They deliberately and effortfully follow the direction Jesus has laid in a disciplined manner. That is the meaning of the yoke. We then, who are disciples, think, talk, and act like Jesus in spite of who does what to us in a disciplined and focused way. And why does Jesus say this burden is light? Why does Jesus say this yoke is easy? Because hard as it may seem, it is very liberating to be on the side of Jesus. Hard as it may seem to be meek and humble, it is very liberating to be on the path of salvation, on the path of discipleship. And my third point, how can we accomplish this? How can we actually do this? Today's second reading gives us the clue as to how we can put into practice what we learn from Jesus. So St. Paul says, whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ, this is the key. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. If the Spirit of Christ who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit that dwells in you. So the readings, the key to all the readings today, folks, is that one little phrase. The Spirit of Jesus who dwells in you. If the Spirit of Jesus dwells in me, then I'm inclined to act very differently towards someone who flips me off than if I did not have the Spirit of God dwell in me. Paul calls this living in the flesh versus living in the Spirit. A person with the Spirit of Jesus will respond very differently to opposition, misunderstanding, and hatred than a person who does not have the Spirit of Jesus. It is the one who has the Spirit of Jesus and is conscious of it and lives accordingly is the one who is meek and humble of heart. That's the bottom line. The one who has the Spirit of God within them is conscious of it and makes choices accordingly. That's the person who is meek and humble of heart. And Jesus says, come, learn that from me. Learn that from me. Think, talk, act like Jesus. Let his Spirit reign in you. Then you will know that you are meek and humble of heart. So today, as we come to receive communion, it'll be a great opportunity that as we receive the body of Christ and we participate in that one cup, that we become very conscious that with the body and blood of Christ, the Spirit of God may come into our mind, our hearts, and our soul in a new way. Be conscious of that. And this week, every day in the morning, before you get out to meet people, before you get to work, would you please pause and become conscious of the Spirit of God, Spirit of Christ who's in you. And try and face the day after that. The day would go much better. Because you're conscious of the God who dwells within you. I pray that because of our awareness of God's Spirit in us, that we may this week truly live as disciples, that we might be the people who are meek and humble, that we may indeed think, talk, and act like Christ. And the people of God said,